What's going on? Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. God just reminded them of all of this great stuff that he did for them in the past. And now he says, forget about the past. Don't dwell on the past. So what's he saying here? He's not telling them that what happened in the past is unimportant, because it is important. What happened in the past is important. That's not what he's trying to say here. He reminds them of the Exodus from Egypt. He reminds them to show them the validity of his current promise. But what he's saying here is, don't hold me to the way that I did it in the past. If I did it in the past, I have the power to do it again, but don't hold me to the way that I did it in the past, because I will likely do it a different way, a new way this time. God does not want to be held to the way that he does things in the past, because he often chooses to do things in a new way. So he says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. And this is a good instruction. You know, we all kind of do this. I call it the glory days syndrome. We all kind of live in the glory days, and so much. I realize as every year goes by, I become a better and better hockey player when I was younger. You know the feeling? Like, people ask me, like, you would have thought I was headed to the pros. I was not headed in the pros, but as I get older, I am a better hockey player when I was younger. And we all kind of do this in various aspects of our lives. Things were better when we were younger. We look back on fond memories of sports we played, or instruments or musical groups that we were a part of. We look back on fond memories when we first came to Jesus, when we first met our spouse. We look back on fond memories when our children were little. We look back and think to ourselves, oh, it was so much better back then. And we hold ourselves, we get trapped in the past in what we would call or refer to as the glory days. We do this on so many levels. We also not only look back as in the things that were good memories, we also can hold on to things of the past that were difficulties. We hold on to struggles. We hold on to the trials. We hold on, unfortunately, we sometimes hold on to the sins of the past. And God is saying here, he says it, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. And we do this as churches too, don't we? Have you ever thought about this? No, it was beautiful. Trust me, I love singing those hymns tonight. There were a couple of them that I kind of got a tear in my eye as I'm singing. I know it sounds corny, but I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, oh, I remember singing this when I was a little kid. But we do this as churches. We look at, there are some that would think every Sunday, if the organ was playing, if the preacher was wearing a suit and a tie, if the songs were all hymns, oh, how perfect it would be if every Sunday was just like that. And it's not that any of that was wrong. In fact, all of that was good. It was good. You see, we're not to hold God to the things that he did in the past, because God has a plan for the future. And God has a plan for you and for your future. So in order for us to get to the plan for the future, we have to forget the former things and not hold God to those former things. And now God continues. And he's saying that this is for our good. Because God, as I said, has plans for the future. God knows we often look back because we're bored or because of pain or because we're fearful. We look back. So what he does here is, after he says forget the former things, he gives us a new promise. He does not want us to be skeptical about the future. He wants us to look forward to it. Look at Isaiah 43, verse 19. Remember, verse 18, forget the former things. Verse 19, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Do you see what God is saying here? God is saying, I am doing a new thing. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Why? Because I'm doing a new thing. I have new plans. And I want you to see and understand that I have new plans. You see, there's a danger. When we glorify the past, or even when we look poorly upon the past and we demonize the past, we have trouble believing that God is living and active in the present and that He is intending on doing something in the future. So God does not want us to focus on the past. He wants us to look forward to the future and the new things that He has for us. And when we do that, we experience freedom, vitality, and hope, looking forward to the new thing that God has for us. This is why God said to Israel, forget the former things, forget the past, for I am doing a new thing. I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. In the past, He rescued Israel by parting the Red Sea. His new promise to Israel that was that He was making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. That is the new thing for Israel. They should be looking forward to the future. And even now, God is doing something new in your life. It's springing up. Do you perceive it? Do you see it? Do you want to see what God is doing in your life? This morning, God told you, no matter what, do not be afraid, do not be dismayed, for I am your God, I am with you, I am going to help you, I am going to strengthen you, I am going to uphold you with my righteous right hand. And now this evening, God is saying, forget the former things, I am going to do a new thing in your life. Do you see how this is connected? Do not be dismayed. Do not be afraid. Do not be scared. He's upholding you with His righteous right hand because He wants to do a new thing in your life. This morning we mentioned different examples of people who are struggling. If you are headed to a new school, God anticipates you are going. He knows that you are headed to that new school. And it's not only Him saying to you, do not be afraid, do not be dismayed. He's saying to you, when you get to that new school, I am going to do a new thing. If God is giving you a new assignment, if God wants you to start a neighborhood Bible study, if God wants you to move to a different place to serve Him, it's not only do not be afraid, do not be dismayed, it's you're going there because I am going to do a new thing in your life. And even if you're struggling with an addiction and it's causing fear and anxiety and you're dismayed or it's a terrible disease, even in those situations, God says, do not be afraid, do not be dismayed, I am going to do a new thing in your life. See, God has a purpose. He has a plan for you. And He wants to do this new thing in your life. So right now, I'd like you to think about, this morning I asked you, what is it that you fear? What is it that you're afraid of? You see, because what God wants to do is He wants to do this new thing, and for you, He is going to make a way in the wilderness and streams in the desert. And just like He rescued Israel from Egypt, and He redeemed Israel from Babylon, and He brought the people of Israel through the wilderness and provided streams in the wasteland, that is what He wants to do for you today. You see, He has a plan, and He has a purpose for you, and He wants you to know that He is doing a new thing. And as an aside, He usually does those things by bringing you through a wilderness. You see, when Jen and I made the decision, when we decided to jump, I'd like to say it was immediately a feeling of euphoria. But we had to go through a wilderness. I had to first go through a wilderness. And when we made the decision to jump, it felt like death to me. I would love to tell you that immediately I felt overwhelmed with joy. But when we made that decision, it felt like death. I felt like we were entering a wilderness. And for you, if God is asking you, calling you to this new thing, I want to kind of warn you, it may initially feel like death. It may feel like a wilderness. But here's what God always does. God always shows up and meets you in the wilderness. And that's exactly what he did for me, for my wife, and for my family. See, he was saying you need to forget the former things because he was doing a new thing. He was providing a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. But you got to go through the wilderness. And my encouragement to you is he will meet you in that wilderness, on your way to the new thing. When I received that email that included Isaiah 43:13, I wish then that I had read ahead and read the rest of Isaiah 43. Because if I would have done that, I would have realized that God was doing a new thing. And although I did not read ahead then, I can look back now and testify that in my life, God did a new thing. A new thing that I could never have done on my own. He gave me a purpose that was greater than any I could have ever imagined. And things were not, and they have not always been easy. It has not always been comfortable, and there have been trials and there have been difficulties. But what I can testify to is a God who met me in the wilderness and provided a way and provided streams of living water so that today I can look back and say, I see what you were trying to do. My encouragement to each one of you is, do not be dismayed. Do not be afraid. He is your God. He is with you. He will strengthen you. He will help you. He will uphold you with his righteous right hand. And then when he takes hold of your hand, remember that you're to forget the former things because the Lord God is doing a new thing in your life. And I promise you, he has a plan for you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the time that we've had together this evening. Lord, we thank you for your word that encourages us to focus on you and your power and the love that you have for us. Lord, I pray for my brothers and my sisters, and I pray, Lord, that they would come to see the new thing that you have for them, and that they would pursue the purpose that you have called them to, whatever that may be. And we pray and ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.